say to the guys, one of the leaders on this team, you're 7-6, and now, for all intents and purposes, you have to win out.
We do have to win out. I mean, with Cincinnati and Jacksonville winning today, I mean, they have the wild cards right now, the playoffs started, so we have no choice. I mean, but we've been saying the same old song for 4 weeks now. So, obviously, it ain't working just talking. We just have to go out there and perform, and hopefully next week will be the start of that.
As you watched Cutler out there in the third quarter and he started to move the ball and help the team score points, you guys feel, man, maybe we dug the offense too big of a hole?
Yeah, I mean, you can never go into halftime with the score that we put on the board and expect the offense to even have a fighting chance. And they surprised me, and they came out there and scored some points in our first three possessions. We had three and out, so we just didn't sustain it. And that's the name of the game. And you know, they show some good things out there, and hopefully we continue next week.
One more quick thing. I think as a player, you can appreciate records, but I think when you look back, you say, wow, we just saw a tremendous performance again by Tomlinson, and what a great player he is. I mean, can you look back objectively and say, gosh, this guy's just had an amazing season?
Well, I mean, before we played him, we know the type of back he is, and unfortunately, he set the record on us, so that's going to be on sports centers and in the books that Denver Broncos is the team that he set a record on. So that's unfortunate, but give credit where credit is due. He's a great back, and hopefully we can get back at him next year.
Yeah. How much is field position really hindering what you guys can do on defense? A lot of the touchdowns are coming with short fields.
It's not hindering nothing at all, man. The name of the game is winning, and early on in the season, we had the short field, but we were limiting teams to field goals. Unfortunately, today, they were getting in the red zone and getting touchdowns. So there are no excuses, man. I mean, you can't fault the offense for trying to go for it on fourth down to get back in the game. I mean, why punt it and let time run off the clock? So those are the chances that you take, but we could have done a better job.
How frustrating is this compared to other streaks like this you've endured? Or is this one of the most frustrating of all?
It is the most frustrating because I know the type of talent that we have, and I know the capabilities that we have specifically on defense, and to give up that many points is definitely frustrating. So it is the most difficult, because when I was in Dallas and Cleveland, yeah, okay, we didn't have the best talent. We didn't have, quote unquote, the best players, but you know what? Here we do, and that's why it makes it even harder to take.
What do you do to try and get out of this for the next three games?
It seemed like we've been singing this swan song for the past 3-4 weeks. We just have to keep practicing hard, and I mean, that's all you can do, man, is just keep working, man. And times are hard. Don't get away from your fundamentals. Don't get away from staying cohesive. You just have to keep working.
Darren was saying it's almost like it's tough to go to work. It's tough to go through practice, through meetings. Is that how you feel?
It is tough, but you know what? As a professional, you can never get too high. You can never get too low. I mean, it's our job to be focused in meetings. It's our job to go out there and practice hard, whether we're on a 5-game winning streak or a 5-game losing streak. It doesn't matter. So, I mean, as a professional, you know that's part of the game. And the only way to get out of this losing streak is just to keep practicing hard.